is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Light of mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Prince Masters, Royal Caribbean Cruises Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
A gold they stole away, how many lives them slain? Now them works just slap them in them face. Why are yes, you and your crew can go to well. Cause after we know and that you colonial spell, and all that chin that you come tell. Hey, and all those books you stole away, all those kids you led astray. Wait on your judgment day. Bona fire, bona weak, and Babylon and the fitter could never get me down. And abuse me, I leave them with a frown. Bona fire, bona weak.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, October 29th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Happy hump day, everybody. It is Wednesday, halfway down. Almost there. The weekend is around the corner, all right? Like I always tell you, all work and no play makes you a dull person. All play and no work makes you broke. You got to find a happy medium. The weekend is part of the happy medium. And I got some big things popping on the weekend. I got some special guests. We're going to talk about what's going on with them on the weekend. But like I said, it is Wednesday. Open line Wednesday. So if you want to chime in and be part of the conversation, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head. Brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC. 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence. 323-6232. 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll free to anyone in the family on is 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. BTC Flow Channel 612, Cable Channel 969. That's how you get it in. That's how you talk all day right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Now, you know, I like to keep you in the know and get you where you want to go. Little FYI for you. Don't forget, Tropical Gyros is moving. Big sponsor of the show. They are moving just a few doors down on Rosetta. So Rosetta, just relax. They ain't moving from Rosetta. But they're going to be closed. The Rosetta Street location is going to be closed this Saturday, November 1st, as they prepare to reopen in a bigger and better Rosetta Street location right across from Cellular World. Enjoy the same great flavor now with comfortable seating. Tropical Gyros, bigger, better, and still delicious, and only a few doors down on Rosetta, all right? And don't forget to check out Energy, all right? Nutrition ready to go, and that Cable Beach location is waiting to take good care of you. Remember, if you do your early morning workouts out there on the Cable Beach Strip, stop on by to Energy Cable Beach. Check them out for breakfast or a smoothie, and trust me, the breakfast is off the chain. The tuna is off the chain. The tuna sandwich, off the chain. The tuna grits, off the chain. The smoothies, off the chain. If you want to go smoothie route, MJ would probably tell you the Choco Joe. I would tell you the Drew Barrymore. If you like berry infusion and that kind of stuff, that's fine. If you like the chocolate and either way, they got you covered. All right, be sure to check them out, both locations. Energy, three great locations to take care of you. All for Shopping Plaza out there in the West, Cable Beach as well in the West, and of course, the new location over there in Palmdale. All right, so be sure to check them out today. For more info, simply log www.energybahamas.com. All right. And now, like I told you, I got my special guest here in studio because, like I said, I like to keep you in the know and get you where you want to go. And if you want some good food, I'm a huge foodie, all right? And obviously, you know, I got to break it down like this. I could not be the good old Catholic boy running with Pearlie, another good old Catholic boy, if I did not represent the Sacred Heart. Now, you see, I got to tell you now how this thing go with me. I'm an original St. Francis Catholic, all right? Monsignor Moss. I was altar boy with Monsignor Moss. Father Mel, All right. Then fought at Monsignor again. And then, of course, you know, then we went to Sacred Heart. Mommy and my auntie, the late Marlene and Kay, you all know them. Lord bless the dead. They went to Sacred Heart. And then later on, we met Father Anselm. Shout out to Father Anselm. That's my D-O-double-G right there. Love Father Anselm. And now we have our new father at Sacred Heart, Father Devereaux, correct?
That's right. Yes, sir.
All right, I got to give you the litmus test right now, quick, fast, and in a hurry, all right? Real quick.
Yes.
Who you put for in football?
In football, Miami Dolphins.
God forgive you. That's okay. Who you put for in basketball?
Basketball, from the day I was born, the Lakers.
Smart man, there is God in you. I can see with you.
Yeah.
Who you put for in baseball?
Baseball, from a kid, Yankees.
You are good. You are a good father.
Oh, Yankees.
I will see you in the confessional. I don't do no more than 18 Hail Marys and 14 acts of contrition. I got that from the old Pope, and that's my limit. You can't
that's
push me
good,
no more than that, all right?
That's a good traditional penance right there.
There you go. Well, good to see you, and welcome. And I think I caught some of your early services, MJ, and I caught some of your early services when you were coming on, and they were making the transition from Father Anselm to you.
So I'm glad
to see you there at Sacred Heart. And like
you.
I said, you know, still shout out Father Anselm. That's my boy right there. But nothing more I like than the Sacred Heart cookout, all right? And I still carry on the tradition because I got a lot of St. Andrew's mummies that used to get us there who are no longer here. I'm talking about my mom, my late Aunt Kay. You got Mrs. Fox who just passed. You got Mrs. Slack. So all of them was a big part. So I got to go out there and represent for them. I got to go get a burger, but actually two from the grill. All right, because you know that they famous for them. Then you got the Kong Fritters. I got to go find the Fritter stand. Then I got to go find the sweets because you know they got all the cotton candy and the Benny cake and the coconut candy. See, I'm a foodie, so I will not lie. Saturday, Sunday, if I can't move, that's okay. I know they could pray for me at Sacred Heart and they can know my belly full. So I strongly suggest that you are grounds and support it. If you owe me money, go and support it, and I'll call it a day. I mean, small money, like bear money. Big time money, no, don't go down there. But like I said, I got Miss Tamika Cartwright here, Mrs. Tamika Cartwright here with me, Father Devereaux, Mrs. Meister here as well, all representing Sacred Heart. So let us know exactly what's going on this Saturday, what could we expect, so I know how to prepare myself. But before you all go on, there is a special little perk that Lord bless the dead, Mrs. Fox made sure worked for me. You all just have my food ready. I can call one of you all, and I tell you to come in with five plates. Just have them ready when I come in and I come out. I want to know you all got me ready over here, because when I hit the burgers and I hit the sweets, I will make the whoosh.
You want to go right round.
That's a
okay, and the whoosh is done like this. The whoosh is coming in and consume the hamburger. Lock for. Get the five or six steak and chicken to be getting. Put them in the car, wheel back, grab the sweets and something cold to drink on the way out, and I go on.
It's advanced student?
No, not even.
I am a fraud. I cannot lie. I am an advanced totologist. I'm a first-time Hall of Fame toter. I'm a first-time ballot. I mean,
but
in fact, I might tote something now. You brought holy water. I need some. I might tote some of that if you brought it.
I left it in the car.
Well, you might not be there when you get there. I know the shortcut.
Well, Naughty, you might have to amend your plan to include several loops. Tammy, you got to tell them why when it comes to
yes,
food.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I mean, Naughty, it's a pleasure being here. Thank
it
you
is.
So much
Thank
for
no
having
problem.
Us, obviously.
Glad to have you here.
Yeah, so I'm Tamika Cartwright, a Sacred Heart Steakout Mini Fair. You know, we've got a culturally diverse community at Sacred Heart, right? And so we have tapped into
that
community.
We got Filipino food.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. So in addition to our famous grilled chicken and steak dinners, we also have our Filipino cuisines. They're going to be serving up pork and noodles as well as chicken and noodles. We also have wings and waffles. We have our Bahamian home cookery. I mean, the snappers are going to be frying up. It's going to be absolutely amazing. We also have, you mentioned conch fritters, but we also have conch patties, believe it or not. We've got crazy corn as well. So lots and lots of food. And then Marco's Pizza is going to be out there for the kids. We also have Dairy Queens. So we're going to be serving up some blizzards. So it's going to be an amazing time. And you know, you mentioned the food, but we also have a lot of fun things going on. We've got 30 stalls. So there's the
30
things,
stalls?
30.
Yes,
so there's the things
it's expanded,
to eat.
Naughty.
We have
expanded.
So we've got the things to eat, we've got the things to do, and the things to buy. So we've got our craft corner. You know, we've got some talented parishioners at Sacred Heart. They're going to be having all of their works of art on display. And then we also have the bingo. And you know the Catholics can do bingo. Not just any bingo. We are making bingo grand and amazing. Our prizes are flat screen TVs, cell phones, microwaves. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. So we are very, very excited about that.
I know some Catholics can play like 15 and 16 bingo cards at a time.
There you go. Yes. There you go. You know what I mean?
This is serious. With Christmas, you know, around the corner, this is the time to be playing for some amazing gifts.
Yes, absolutely. And then we've got an amazing kids' corner as well. We're going to be featuring a kids' carnival. There's going to be hoopla. There's going to be basketball. We also have a mobile gaming van, Naughty. So for all those kids out there that want to stay home and play video games, no need to stay home on Saturday. Come on out and be a part of that game van. It's an awesome virtual reality experience. And then at 3 p.m., we are kicking off the place with the arrival of Santa. So we are so excited to be welcoming Santa with all of his friends.
Anyway, see, that's where you lost me.
Focus, Naughty, focus.
No, I can be honest with you, man. I got issues with Santa Claus. With the Nick Naughty, I haven't gotten nothing for a long time. So when you do your Easter function, you know, me and the Easter Bunny cool, I will celebrate his arrival. You know what I mean? Yeah, shout out to the Easter Bunny. But, you know, Santa Claus, that's just a fat dude in a suit who don't check for radio personalities named Naughty. But that's okay.
Naughty, well, here's the thing, though. But we do have letters that the kids are going to be writing to Santa. And there's a section on, are you nice? Or are you still thinking about it, right? So, I mean, for Naughty,
but I'm
you're
both.
There.
I'm here. If MJ's here, I'm nice and naughty, and naughty and nice. And if she's not, I'm still vicariously. I qualify for both.
You
I
should qualify for all.
No, what you do, I got Naughty, is you, just, you gotta hit other.
You gotta hit other. Exactly.
No, then Donald Trump will show up, and I don't make nothing.
That's a whole other ball game.
A whole other ball game. But yeah, it's gonna be an amazing time for the kids.
Yeah.
Frosty's gonna be there. Rudolph's gonna be there. The Elf on the Shelf's gonna be there. And so Santa will have his parade at 3 o'clock, and then we'll have the opening of his candy cottage, where the kids will get to meet and greet him. So super, super.
You all know
fun
how
time.
I like the Grinch showing up, so me and the Grinch could take on that.
You
cottage.
Know what? I think that's an idea for next year.
We will hook you up.
We will hook you up.
I might even volunteer to be the Grinch.
Well, there you go.
I think
you'd be perfect.
Yeah, as long as I can get food all day.
Well, that's an easy fix, isn't it?
We got to talk after this show,
yeah,
for
we'll
sure.
Figure it out.
For sure, yeah. And then we also have at 6 p.m., we're going to be having a Junkanoo Rush Out. The raffle drawing is going to be at 8 o'clock, which is super exciting. So about the raffle, we've got some amazing prizes.
Yeah, let me know.
Amazing prizes. Raffle tickets are $2. And we've got our top prize, which is a cruise for two, Naughty. I mean, I'm sure you and
Emma. Being a cruise ship brat growing up, and, you know, that could work.
That could work, right? That could
and
work.
But I like cruise ship for two.
There you go.
That's for two.
Trip for two.
That's me and MJ.
That's it.
Boy, Sandra and Donnie, you're going by Arnie. I think that now. You're going by your Grammy.
Oh, my gosh.
Or you might end up at Tamika Dem House with Mateo. Yeah.
We also have a weekend stay at Comfort Suites. We've got a $2,500 BPL gift voucher as well.
Thank
sure
you,
we could use
God.
That
is a blessing.
Will so that this come
is,
in
this is
perfect
a good
now?
God. God is in this raffle today.
100%.
I don't know if God could be in a raffle, but that BPL prize is from God. I'll tell you that
especially
right now.
Especially post-summer bills. Perfect.
I have to
it's
drink.
It's right in time for Christmas.
I have to drink two iced teas and take my pressure before I open my BPL bill and then rewind and repeat afterwards.
Well, that'll feel great when you have that in your hands.
$2,500.
Heck yeah. $2,500.
We could all use that one.
Yeah. And then we also, for those people that maybe want to be fixing up their house, you know, Christmas time is the time to fix up your house, right?
That's
do some
right.
renovations. So we've got a BC Glassworks, a shower glass enclosure. We've got Rubus gift vouchers as well, $500. We also have another $300 one. There's a trip to for one on Bahamas Air. We also have Super Value gift vouchers. I mean, the gift vouchers go on. And on and on. We also have a Blue Lagoon Island trip as well. You know, there's a VIP beach day. There's a lunch with dolphins day. I mean, absolutely amazing prizes, Naughty. Everyone's a winner with these $2 raffles.
Yeah, and how many tickets in a book?
Yeah, you've got 10 tickets
ten
in a book.
Oh, that's only
book.
20. Yeah, that,
yeah,
yeah
20
okay.
bucks.
Yeah,
yeah,
I got 10 chances. I can make it happen.
That's not
you
bad.
Can make it happen,
those,
right?
That's decent
right.
odds.
Yeah, yeah. So we're super excited about this
and
event.
And what
on
time
November.
The gates open on
PM,
12
yeah,
p.m.?
Yeah, 12, 12 p.m.
And it goes until, correct?
Until 9.
Until
9 p.m., yes.
So you got ample time. So, you know, if you go there early, and you get a steak or you get a chicken, you get some food, and then later on you come back. Well, that was good, you know, and another one. You got till 9 to get back.
Exactly.
And
right. Exactly. Absolutely.
But, you know, I think, Father, you should really talk about this too. We're so excited. It's been 5 years since we've had the Steakout and Mini Fair.
Correct.
You know, COVID hit, and then, you know, there's been a change. And we're just so thrilled that it's back on 5 years later. And we, you know, but, and there's so much to do, there's so much to offer. But I think, Father, you can speak about the real purpose of that, because our theme is Agents of Hope, you know, family, faith, and fun.
And obviously, where the proceeds, obviously, from the stakeout goes to the parish, obviously.
It does, 100%.
What are some of the efforts, Father, that you guys do from the parish?
Yeah, so definitely it is for the upkeep of our parish. It's been quite some time since, you know, the worship space at Sacred Heart has had a good, you know, facelift. So definitely is going towards fixing our roof. Needs to, and the bell tower as well, and just get a paint job. We got a leak right now. We got to fix too. So all those things need to get repaired.
And my mommy got a little angel in there from when she passed. Just make sure you know, make sure that shift. Thank you very much.
Because
I know she's looking down and make sure that father, you know, make sure I don't move too far.
No, I think that's the Immaculate Heart statue.
There you go.
It is.
So can go.
Yeah, that's staying right there.
Yeah,
I love that, by the way.
All right.
But also, I mean, what is so beautiful about this, too, is not just for the upkeep of the parish, but also for the upkeep of the community.
Yeah.
We just had Family Sunday. We just passed. Everybody wore their T-shirts. We took pictures. I don't know if you saw it on our Facebook page, but everyone is just, like, so excited. Like, for the first time, the community of Sacred Heart is coming together.
And that's good. I mean, listen, I'll be honest with you. The previous fairs were always a staple that we look forward to.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And being a huge foodie like me and supporting the parish and supporting, you know, another Catholic parish is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So, you don't listen, and if you don't go to Sacred Heart, that's okay.
Come on.
Fall under that umbrella.
Yeah.
If you're from St. Anselm's or St. Francis or St. Paul, come.
Just come.
That's right.
Show up.
Show up.
And then learn how to do it for when you all do your stakeout. Exactly what I have there, so you could make sure I smile too.
Okay,
well, you know what it is. I mean, it's a wonderful event that you can bring the entire family. You know, we're always looking for things that everybody of all ages can come, have a decent time, get some food, have fun with your family, and just, you know, enjoy each other's company and the company of our fellow community.
Definitely.
And we're open to all. That's part of the reason is to open the church to the entire community.
And Father, let us know your service times, because, you know, we Catholics, we go through the week and we go early. Let us know.
So if 7 a.m. Monday to Friday, also on the weekend, 6:30 p.m. vigil mass, and then 8:30 high mass on Sunday, and then the final mass is 10:30. And also a new addition to Sacred Heart. I've implemented the devotion to the Sacred Heart, which is every first Friday of the month at 5:30 with a rosary, evening prayer, and benediction. So any of those faithful Catholics who are out there looking for something to do first Friday of the month, 5:30 at Sacred Heart.
And you also got that Saturday night 7 o'clock, right?
6:30.
Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, that's quiet.
But we do need to point out that this coming Saturday, the day of the stakeout at Mini Fair, there will not be a 6:30 mass.
That's fine.
Yeah.
All right, so it starts 12 p.m. this Saturday, Sacred Heart grounds.
That's right.
It runs until 9 p.m. Got a bevy of eats, drinks, good time. Going out, support it. All right, a lot of cuisine. It's something you could do with the family, something for everybody. They're going to have entertainment as well, too. God and support it. And obviously, it proceeds benefit Sacred Heart for a well-needed, you know, makeover. And then also for their community projects, what they do. So that's definitely a good cause.
Yep.
And you guys know you always have a platform anytime you're trying to raise funds or do anything in the community. It doesn't have to be a stakeout. Let me know. And, you know, mi casa es tu casa, all right?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, I got a question off the text lines. Naughty, can you please ask Father before I go? He's checked off all the boxes with baseball, basketball, and football. Who did...
Oh, he's keeping silent on that one.
Gotta pray about that one, Father.
He's gotta pray about that.
Sound like Father gotta go in the valley and pray before I ask that question.
Oh my gosh.
I tell
you. No, but definitely good stuff, man. We look forward to being there. I will be there. MJ will be there. I'm definitely going to take my boys out there so we can, you know, definitely, you know, enjoy it. Because like I said, it is always a good time. I'm looking forward to the food and the fellowship. And you guys come on out and support the thing. It starts at 12 o'clock, wraps up at 9, Sacred Heart Grounds, right there on East Shirley Street. So be sure to check them out. And if you get a chance and you're a Catholic and you like to visit, be sure to check out Father Devereaux and the whole crew over there at Sacred Heart Monday through Friday and then Saturday and Sunday as well. All right. Thank you guys for stopping by. We got to get to the break.
Thank you so
much. All right. Thank you for having us.
Now, for all of you all who wanted to deal with the headlines and that negativity, all right, I've had to deal with the positivity first. I'm going to put on my negative hat and we'll deal with the headlines on the flip side of the break as the Wednesday, October 29th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Why I born a weak jack, Babylon and the free jack, could I never get me down? I know they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with you.
Feeding the crew, fueling the cravings, there's something for everyone with the new KFC fill-up box. Serving 6 juicy pieces of chicken, 4 buttery biscuits, crispy fries to share, and 12 premium original recipe KFC nuggets, all packed into one crave-worthy box. Not a crumb's gonna survive when the KFC box hits the table. So dig in and do whatever the crunch you want with the KFC fill-up box. Only at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printers, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices and service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape, a Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more, there's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyros, not just good food, it's an experience.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John Shoes.
Lord have mercy. Oh, well. People not fire upon a we got Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with a frown. Me bona fire pan a weak at Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with a frown. The way goes by so long and the plantation, and me never get
me. We're back at you on the Wednesday, October 29th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. We're into the buzz, all brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. And be sure to get out there and support Sacred Heart on the weekend, all right? For that big raffle and fair and stakeout, it's going to be off the chain. Also, don't forget, Sunday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., right here on Guardian Radio, the press box, all right? All brought to you, of course, by The Art and Game, Green Parrot, Margaritaville PI, and, of course, Bud Light. All right, and I got another case of beer to give away courtesy of Bud Light this weekend, so we'll see you on Sunday out of Devon. Hey, Mr. Producer, I forgot I have one for you, you know. Yes, buddy. Well, it ain't here, but tomorrow, when I come in Friday, well, you want it Sunday or you want me to bring it? Because I can send it with Pearly. I can send it with Pearly, and you straight, but you need to be functioning Sunday. Because I give you Thursday, Friday, and Saturday to get tear up. But you could budget it. Because it's 24, and you do 3 into 24, do the math, and you pretty much know 8, 16, 24, 8 a day until Sunday. Yeah, well, you could start 1 o'clock when the games come on. I mean, you could start, with me, you could start at 11:01. I really don't mind. But you know corporate and legal is be listening. Next thing they can call, where's the case for corporate and legal? Anyhow, and shout out to my boy Anku Sarah, man. Always enjoy listening to Anku, man. Always enjoy it. Let me tell you what I liken it to. I liken it to having a lineup of comedians and all strong, and you go from the opener to the guest to the guest feature, to the feature, to the headliner. You know what I mean? And the stage is set, and it makes the show run smoothly and transition seamlessly. Props to Anku, man. Always love coming on out, Anku. You know, I listen, that, the shows be enjoyable. After the day show, I can look at some Halloween masks a little bit different and some costumes a little different. And speaking of Halloween, people, get your kids out. You know, however you decide to support it, you know, if you do support Halloween and get out there and do the costumes, enjoy it, especially with the kids. But, of course, always exercise the due diligence this time of year because, you know, there are bad mind people out there. So go with your kids. Make sure to examine the candies before you let them devour them. And we shouldn't have to do it, but we know there are elements, negative elements out there. So do your due diligence. Be aware. And enjoy your Halloween. Now, for you all said who got the rotten eggs stocking up right now, I can tell you now, if you're going to come around me and mine throwing rotten egg, I will let you know. Me and my two sons, ready to roll. You all ever watch Bonanza? Ben Cartwright and Horse Cartwright and Lil Joe? And the next one who used to be a black and black, Pernell Whitaker, who ended up playing the doctor man. He went from Bonanza to being the doctor, the Trapper John, right? That's who he used to play, Trapper John MD. Yeah. But that's how me and mine will come out. And trust me, he will a rain of rotten egg terror on you, in the words of Arnold Schwarzenegger, do it last 1,000 years, get to the chopper. So come. I welcome it. You all like to play the egg game? Trust me, I got you all. I done had a couple buried for about 3 weeks now. Juicy. Waiting for you. Not only am I a tautologist, Mr. Producer, I am one of the wickedest egg warriors ever at Halloween, buddy. Let me tell you a prank we played in college. We had a dorm monitor, real tight, high guys. You know, you need to keep the dorm clean. Yeah. One of them who'd probably be on the Trump campaign right now if we checked, okay? Let's make college great again. Let's make the dorm clean again. Well, when we left one egg for about 2 months rotting in. And this one made the wrong move of going out and leaving his door open. And we put it right up in the air duct, in the air conditioned vent. Man, we came out the next semester and dude was like, we got to check the floor. There's just a complete horrible aroma. I think there's a dead rodent in the roof. And you know me, everybody's trying to keep a straight face. But me, typical behavior, and I had to burst out laughing and walk out. I couldn't hold that no more. I had to head out. I had to head to the cafe. I had to head to the library. Let me get out of here, because I could laugh and I could burst. Because I come with a, well, mother. I was gone. Oh, boy. The good old days of Halloween. Yeah. So now let's talk, though. I look at the headliners. Hundreds flee Southern Islands. Some airports closed ahead of storm. Melissa expected to impact the Bahamas today. Category 2. Still do all of your due diligence and your preparedness. Still trying to get to the bottom of some reports I heard with the evacuees that a 50-seater plane was sent down by the government. There were 200 evacuees. If there's any truth to a myth runs getting people to Exuma or Eleuthera to be transported, if that is the case, because, you know, we like lie on social media, kudos to y'all. But we do need to get out of harm's way. If you're hearing me right now and you're in those islands that are about to be affected, I pray for you, and I pray that you've done your preparedness. Do not go outside. Wait until the oil is clear. But it's a Category 5 that hit Jamaica. It's now a Category 2. But there's a lot going on with this storm. A lot. And we need to be prepared. And this has been a weird season. So keep an eye on it and be diligent. Bahamians in Jamaica, I didn't expect this. Listen, I'll be honest with you. If you know an impending storm coming, and listen, some of the particulars, Mr. Hanfield and them, they all right with me. But I got to call it how I see it. If you knew this impending storm was coming, don't. If there was some sort of travel insurance or a way to reschedule the event because of the storm, explore those avenues. Because all that I've done right now, and I could be honest, Mr. Producer, I could try it. The justice is that they're in Jamaica. They can't afford to get back. They need housing, so we're paying for it. Super Bowl is in Las Vegas this year. I say me and MJ go, because I already investigated it to see what the prices were. And the only problem is there's no rooms like that Sunday, that Monday, that Saturday, that Tuesday to get back. You know what I mean? We could see the game, whatnot, but now if we can't get a flight out on Monday, there's no rooms to stay on Monday, no rooms to stay Tuesday. So I'm thinking, forget that now. Based on this, me and MJ can go to the Super Bowl, and I just can call back or call the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, wherever in the States I need to call, and say, look, I'm stranded in Vegas. There are no rooms. I hear a sandstorm may be coming, and I can't afford to get back. You all need to pay my way based on the Hurricane Melissa Jamaica trip that y'all paid for. It's worth a try, right? You know, I got the Bud Light hookup, so getting into the game ain't gonna be no problem. Same situation, but it's worth a try. 1 out of 2. If they don't pay for the room, bring me back. Bring us back. That could work. I could try it. I mean, I could try it. And you know what else? I mean, you have to use what this administration does to work for you. Don't try to understand it, because if you do, you might get an aneurysm. Because it don't make no sense sometimes. But you got to find the silver lining. Like, I stopped getting annoyed at the PM saying in the House of Assembly at record levels, the member is not prepared to answer at this time. Instead of getting angry at it, I embrace the statement. I incorporated the statement and make it work for me. Now, if MJ asked me, hey, did you take out the garbage and do the dishes? The member is not prepared to answer that question at this time. You see what I'm saying? Did you, do the little home improvement project I asked you to do months ago? The member is not prepared to answer that question. Did you and your boys drink a whole case of Bud Light watching football? The member is not prepared to answer the question at this time. That's it. If it could work for the PM, it could work for me. And speaking of the PM, he might get a little famous, because last night somebody sent me some footage in a group of Giannis Antetokounmpo, or however you say his name. Giannis took about 19 steps with the ball between dribbles. And I was like, damn, he traveling more than Brave. So I think that might go viral, because I seen it shared now in some other groups. And I was like, yeah, there's another naughtyism at play right there. There it is. But yeah, got to look at it and for what it is. But if you look at some of the headlines today, and you look at some of the things swirling, I won't tell you a word a lot. We got to talk about it. You got the big Golden Isles by-election coming out. You had the FNM lay down the gauntlet today. Mr. Pintard and the members of the FNM announced that Mr. Brian Brown, the ratified candidate for Golden Isles for the FNM, would contest the by-election. So now we'll see how the cookie crumbles. Now we'll see. We'll see. We'll see a lot of things with this. A lot. So keep your eye open and buckle up. Because like I said, it's going to get interesting. It's silly season. And listen, for all of y'all wannabe political pundits on social media, I just want to tell you this. If you want people to take your commentary seriously, you need to have at least more than 2 likes. you gotta build some momentum there. If not, people ain't really gonna take what you're saying seriously, man. But I'm looking at the dailies today, and some of the headlines jumping out, and I want your take on it. Work staff hit out over tool shortage, unpaid vendor bills. Ministry of Works employees yesterday complained they are struggling to perform their duties due to lack of essential tools and unpaid vendor bills that have left them frustrated over and overextended. Wow. Well, maybe Mr. Sweetin was busy dealing with potholes and the Golden Yoke program since I got shoved on him. But we'll follow up. But you got to pay the workers. Another alarming story. Bahamas regressed in the past 10 years. The Bahamas has regressed over the last 10 years due to the national debt being shelved. Its vice chairman asserted yesterday, resulting in the country standing still while other nations progressed. And listen, when it comes to finances, you all please listen to Mr. Gowenbo. Y'all, some of y'all may not like him because he's keep it real, but please listen to Mr. Bo, okay? When it comes to numbers, the man know. I know him a long time. From a little kid, he was good with numbers. Come on, the man know. Gowenbo, vice chairman of the newly appointed steering committee charged with the plan's implementation, told Tribune Business that its reformation is only the first step on a long journey to revive an initiative largely neglected during the 9 years since the State of the Nation report was produced in 2016 under the Christie administration, suggesting that successive administrations and all political parties are responsible for that outcome. He warned that the international community will not wait for the Bahamas to catch up and prove it has a development strategy not solely reliant on its U.S. proximity and the belief that we're being looked after by the Almighty. I tell you, Gowen is keep it real. But we need to get that going. It's how the world is. So you look at some of these headlines. I told you earlier, FNM confirms plan to contest Golden Isles by election. Two new constituencies proposed with splits in Kalani and West Grand Bahama and Bimini. Boy, I tell you, the knives and scissors are out, eh? Look like they chopping to their benefit. Let me check the text lines. No, Naughty, Mr. Sweetin was busy TikToking, showing off that jump shot. Maybe him and Keith Bell should go have a dance-off or a free throw contest and free up their seats for serious people who mean business. Ouch. I still want to know if Mr. Bell said this could be a nasty election. I want to know what he means, but he got any garbage can. I know the last time somebody from that party went in a garbage can, it didn't end up well for them or for Marathon. I'm just saying. All right, what else is going on? Looking at some of these other headlines. But like I said, we have to look at this for what it is. The boundaries are going to get cut up. And obviously, whatever party is in power is going to take advantage of have to deal with the boundaries. It's like on Survivor, if you got a survival talisman, you're going to play it at some point, right? Okay. I'm looking at more of these headlines. Anger over funds for wedding party, but not for others. I tell you, got to call it right down the middle on that one. And then, of course, Department of Public Prosecution, or DPP, defends lack of jail time for rich businessmen. Director of Public Prosecution, Cordell Fraser, yesterday pushed back against criticism over the sentence given to a wealthy businessman convicted of firearm offenses, insisting that cases are judged on their individual merits. I tend to disagree, because it seems like when it comes to foreign entities with a fat checkbook, it's dealt with on a different case-by-case basis. But I know if me and Mr. Producer, all right, for context though, Her comments came amid public backlash over the case of 62-year-old American James Finkel, the former head of Finkel Steel, one of the world's largest, escaped a mandatory prison sentence after admitting to bringing 14 guns and more than 1,000 rounds of ammunition in the Bahamas aboard his yacht into Bimini last week. In 2021, the Court of Appeal ruled that magistrates have no authority to impose non-custodial sentences for firearm-related offenses. Asked about this, Mrs. Fraser said, "Sentencing is an art. There is no one fixed rule for every case. The defendant in this case is being referenced had a number of medical issues." All right, see? And I'm reading the story here in the Tribune. I mean, medical issues, and it makes one think back. Did this happen before? In my mind, I was scratching my head going, did this happen before? Well, it did. A 2022 Court of Appeal ruling in which 53-year-old diabetic man's 12-month prison sentence for firearm possession was quashed. Remember, that was the situation Mr. Ronald Ralph Moorhead Jr. was involved in. And he's an American diabetic man convicted of firearm possession after finding that the Bahamas Department of Correctional Service could not manage his medical condition. So, what happened to Bahamians with diabetes who have a medical condition and caught them with one gun and a couple of rounds of ammunition? Not 14 and 1,000. So 1,490-some-thousand fine is what you paid, and that's that? It's crazy. But anyway, I digress. It's still sub judice. Still let it play out. But obviously, you know, it's in the dailies and it's before public opinion. And it makes one scratch one head to the point that, okay, why can't that work for me? You feel what I'm saying? I mean, why the Bahamians? Rules for thee and rules for me, eh? And that's not a good feeling. Because I know we have some people in Bahamas, Department of Corrections, BDOCs, right now going, "My mother's sick. I've been diabetic for years and all I had was a little handgun." And I'm not condoning that. But what happened to us? Let me check the text lines. Naughty, trust me, Vegas, dust will eat you. They would not come for you. Listen, Texter, me and MJ can try it. We go into the Super Bowl and we call it in from Sunday saying, "Hey, when dust storm come in, no rooms available Monday and Tuesday, and we can't get home. Help." And we'll see what happens. No. Texter, why would you ask me if I ever got socked with a hot sour orange? You trying to kill me, eh? You remember them legend back in the day, you want to kill a dog or a stray cat that bothers your garbage, boil a sour orange and baste them with the sour orange. I know what kind of mumbo jumbo you want, Texter, but no. Naughty, where's the Halloween party that you're going to and what costume are you wearing? The party I'm going to is called My Own House Party, and me and MJ gonna have our own party. Naughty, is Cuban Willie a Halloween costume and ICE agent? Hey, listen, if you go on a Halloween party, you want to dress up like Cuban Willie, do it. I'm sure he'd appreciate you for it. Or an ICE agent, that ain't hard at all. But yeah, I'm gonna go as Elvira, Mistress of the Dark, and I'm gonna go as Quagmire from Family Guy. Giggity, giggity, goo. And we're gonna have our own party, okay? All right? Since you're trying to get in my Halloween business. And while we're having our Halloween party, we can try to watch Piece of the Dodger game. Texter, I cannot read this, but it is crazy. Your garbage can reference is hilarious. I'm not reading it. I'm not touching it. But yeah, buddy. You're all on a roll today. Naughty on that arms dealer on the yacht in Bimini. He need to pay a fine, boat seized in 2 years. Well, he paid a fine, but no boat seizure and no. Naughty, I agree 100%. The Bahamas took 25 steps backward. Why should taxpayer have to pay for bad decisions? And I feel you. Naughty, is it not an offense to lie to a law enforcement officer? He said he only had two guns. Yeah, but I guess his diabetic condition threw off his ability to count. So his figures were off. But anyway, I digress. All right, we're going to go over a little bit into the 5 o'clock hour. We'll talk a bit more about the headlines and what's going on. And, of course, we'll also talk sports. Dodgers took a big L last night. You're going to wait to hear from Pearlie. Philadelphia 76ers 4-0 after a big 139-134 overtime victory. VJ Edgecombe with another 14, shot 50% from three-point range. That young Sixer team is starting to look impressive. And what I like is they're letting it all develop out of the backcourt. And who are the backcourt? Maxey and Edgecombe. Let it evolve around them. And at some point, Embiid's going to get traded too. That's coming. All right, we'll talk about all of that coming up in the 5 o'clock hour as the Wednesday, October 29th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Hey, but be careful what you sign. Got some things get you victimized, and it will get you paranoid. So burn them out, fire burn a weak God. Babylon and the free Jack could never get me down. I know they tried to use me and abuse me. I leave them with the friend. We burn a fire burn a weak God. Babylon and the free Jack could never get me down.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday. Only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs, more advancement options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Valia, we a big deal when we touch ground. Yeah, I can see what we're pulling up. Anything for the taste, what we love. Barbecue, spicy and original, flavorful, crispy, irresistible. Three piece with a fries and a Pepsi. Go get your one big deal, stop stress me. All of me dip on the toilet, no left feet.
Anything for the taste of a juicy, crunchy, irresistible KFC big deal. Three pieces of delicious chicken, fries and Pepsi. KFC, it's finger licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, KFC, Muffler World, Naughty Johnny's, NRG Nutrition, Print Masters, Royal Caribbean Cruises Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
I know they tried to use me and abuse me. The way it goes by so long and the plantation, and me never get paid. Of all they stole away, how many lives they slay. Now them works and slap them in them face. Why are yes, you and your crew can go to well. Cause after we know under you colonial spell, and all those fans that chin that you compel. Hey, and all those books you stole away, all those kids you led astray. Wait on your judgment day. Bobby Rock. Me bona fire pan a week at Babylon and the Frita could never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with a frown. Me bona fire pan a week at Babylon and the Frita could never get me down. And though they tried to use me.
Oh, we're back at you on the Wednesday, October 29th edition of Talking Heads. We're going to go over a little bit talking about the headlines and the open lines, and we'll get into the sport in a second. But anyway, like I said, the text lines, they're hot. Naughty, that 1 million gun possession fine is not so strange when you find out where it's going to be. Ah, boy. Where is it going to be spent? Actually, where you think it go? I think it need to go to the Treasury. It need to go to the bottom line. Naughty, I have to wait for the next Philly game and relax and take a break from the... Which Philly game are you talking about? The Sixers or the Eagles? Because, I mean, you know, if it's the Eagles, my Cowboys need them to lose. So I pull in for your heart to lose. But if it's the Sixers, man, let me know. I'll cheer on with you. You know what I mean? I'll watch at the same time, vicariously. And we'll put the energy into the universe. Because, listen, man, I'll tell you. I caught myself watching that 76er game last night. And MJ said, this is a little entertaining team. And they are. Because they're letting it go through Maxey and VJ and Grimes off the bench. Paul George is going to get traded. Okay? Paul George ain't coming back to the Sixers. You can thank VJ for that. And speaking of VJ, he's got an awesome, when I tell you awesome commercial, courtesy of Adidas. Man, I think his mom's involved in the commercial, but it's caller I see, I'll get to you in a sec. Mr. Producer, I'm going to send this over to you now. I just want you to play the audio for it. This is the VJ Edgecombe Adidas commercial. And when I tell you Adidas has embraced FJ, they have hook, line, and sinker. And they went to Bimini. They filmed it in Bimini. They did the photo shoot in Bimini. It is an awesome, awesome advertisement for the Bahamas. Again, and with yet another Bahamian son in the NBA. You got it lined up, Mr. Producer? All right, no problem. How about I give you 1 minute? You getting a case of Bud Light, bro. 1 minute, I mean, come on. 2 minutes is like six-pack. That's fine. Well, while you load that up, let's go to the call. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty. How you doing, buddy?
What's going on, bro?
Everything good. Man, VJ Edgecombe, let me just... I didn't call to talk sports, but I want to just congratulate him, and I want to say how proud I am to have a son of the soil to go over there and rip a new hole in the NBA.
Man, listen, I'm proud of two in particular. Buddy, because of the mouthy fan in Golden State that night.
Yeah,
buddy, give them the Fisher tag, CYC, and your mommy too. I love it. 242 to the world.
Buddy, bring on a little bit of that behemoth over there.
Man, did you hear what the fans were saying to him? Yeah, and then at the end of the game, after you throw all that shade and all that hate, you got to ask the man, come take a picture. No.
Buddy
gave him a good example. I know your face. I know it was you. I saw you doing it. But hashtag.
Hey, Naughty.
And then VJ, yeah. As far as VJ in Philadelphia, like you said, man, it's fun to watch them, man. That's a great young backcourt. It's very entertaining. Philadelphia got something special in VJ Edgecombe, bro.
But listen, you're talking about Philadelphia got something special in them. Naughty, that's the new face of the NBA.
One of them. One of them.
That's going to be a big deal.
We were watching the draft, and I told MJ on draft night, I said, he just stole the Philadelphia 76ers' heart all in this interview.
Yeah.
And if you look at how they embraced him over the next couple of days, getting him familiar with the team, so on and so forth. And at first, I didn't like the nickname, but now I love the nickname, the Generator. I love it.
Yes, excellent.
Embrace it and take it to the world. So I think he's doing a good job at that, and we got lots to be thankful for as far as him.
He's proud of.
Long career, no injuries, stay on the right track. He's definitely going to be special in the league. He might be, at the end of the day, the best Bahamian to ever grace the NBA. Stats-wise.
I do agree. And I'm happy for our young basketball players in this country to see somebody like that in that sport and in that NBA. That's awesome. But, Naughty, this is what I wanted to ask you.
Right, I was going to ask you, what did you really call for?
Naughty, this is what I want to know. Naughty, if you got to go to dialysis, right, and you get enough money to do two sittings to dialysis, I think it's $240 or $270 they charge the patients now. If you don't have the money to do that in Fort Worth, you know you're out of there, right?
Now, listen, I'm waiting for GNN to chime in now and give me the full breakdown on this. Because, you know, my GNN is my inside source. But, yeah, if you're going to compound that, and I heard a gentleman talk about it today, caller. He said, I'm already on disability.
Right.
I could hardly afford it now. Where does that leave me moving forward with this price hike?
That's like a death sentence. Because if you're not going to serve these persons who need dialysis, that's a life-saving treatment. They got to get their blood clean every day or every other day. And if you're going to deny them that because of some 250, why don't let's just cash in the prime minister frequent flyer miles, right? And let's pay for those stuff.
All these basic things you need in society and a hospital that's functioning to take care of its citizens at a decent level is something that's a basic necessity.
I cry shame on the Minister of Health. I think that Health and Wellness Minister is really a disgrace. If we have any citizen in our country would have faced with any challenge like that for some dead or life situation where they need that service and now it's a fee to it, I cry shame on that minister. And that minister, I think it's too good to vote him out. I think, like, you know, we should order some bucket of tar just to stick his head in after we vote him out, man. That is terrible the way the humans are being treated by our medical, profession or our hospital and the services they're supposed to provide for us.
We need an improvement there. We've lost too many Bahamians for lack of service and care.
Hey, what you saying about them case about like though?
What you mean what I saying about them?
I can't win me one of them, player.
You need to try win one. You gotta listen to the Breast Box on Sunday 11 to 1, or maybe check me out on Friday when I
my hangover day, sir. I see hangover like dog.
Well, cure your hangover by winning the case of Bud by listening to the Breast Box and just drink them. Keep drinking.
All right, Naughty. Thanks for
good
your
stuff,
time.
Butter man. I think I know the voice. I'm sure Pearlie will get you one via me, man. I'll make sure you get straight, bro.
Thank you so much, buddy.
All right, be safe. All right, let me look at caller. I see you. Other caller, I see you. I get to you, man. But listen, people, I'm getting some text here now that pertaining to that situation. I wanted to know how many flights were sent down. I saw what's really going on. Well, according to a post from the Nassau Guardian, 152 evacuees from Inaugurant Auckland have arrived in New Providence on board evacuation flights. They were met by Michael MP Basil McIntosh, DRM Authority representatives and Director of Aviation Dr. Kenneth Roma at Lyndon Pinder International Airport before boarding buses. Now, I'm getting reports off that report that there are still people currently in Crooked Island and no flight has come. Some people still in Mayaguana, no flight has come. What's really going on? I'm hearing reports that Crooked Island residents have not been evacuated, nor do they have a timeline for the event. So what's really going on with that? We need to know what's really happening. Have all of those evacuees been accounted for and removed and are in safe keeping? Or do we have Bahamians at risk in the areas that are going to be affected? Where are we? And don't put out the PR that you're doing if you're not really doing, because then that comes off disingenuous. Now, they say everybody that who wanted to come came. And those, I'm still seeing reports saying, we waiting to be picked up. So let's keep an eye on it. Naughty, there may be hope to you and MJ going to the Super Bowl. If they could afford for 60 of them to be creased up in Rose Hall, they could afford for you and MJ to spend 2 days in the Bellagio. Naughty, thanks for your balance on calling things out. I'm glad you addressed the situation in Jamaica. It is totally unnecessary and totally uncalled for. And once again, it is costing us our taxpayer dollar. This is true. Now I got people sending me the maths of it. All right. Ah, boy. All right. Thank you for clicking. You say support VJ Edgecombe and the Sixers. and you're a Bucks fan. Okay, cool. That's not... Naughty, can you elaborate on what the fan hackled Buddy about? Listen, during, they were hackling Buddy and the Warriors, and they said some racial, stereotypical negative remarks toward Buddy, all right? Then at the end of the game, Buddy, my son's a huge fan. Sign his shirt. Shout, but not like that. And then I was like, well, why'd you say that in front of my kid? But he was like, why you said that to me all through the game? Like, and then he told him again. And I was like, yeah, Buddy, let them know. Let them know. All right, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Yeah, what's poppin', Naughty?
Hey, what's going on, 52?
Condolences to me and you, man, because I get so mad. You know why I ain't talking football. Listen, I watch the game, you know, you saw the play when it ran up to 25 to 35, right?
Well, you should be a little more harder than me because that's two straight y'all done lost. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, but you know, man, I turn up the TV and go sleep, man. That's what I do because I can't take it.
Well, but, you know, I used to go kick the dog, but now he kicking me face, so.
Yeah, but Najee, your boy, what happened to A.J. Watts, man? He ain't got a wattage or what? That's what, you know, what this wattage
is. I think he's battling a nagging injury, to tell you the truth.
That's what happened, because I mean, I know. Tell me, I can't even remember. I watched the whole game. Tell me, we had no sock. We had one sock, eh? None, eh?
You all had one sock. I think y'all might have had a sock, but y'all didn't have the, there's issues going on in that defense.
I got some fun tomorrow night, but I just let you know as it relates to. I saw the thing on social media with the situation with the dialysis, right? But I mean, like, some other hot stuff coming, and I can send it to you. You wouldn't believe what they're doing with some of the employees. But anyhow, this can be true to grapevine. I won't say it, but some serious bio things going on, some biohazards, and these people, them joking, man. Listen to me. I even scared to break it on the news, but I know what I see with my own eyes. I have some whistleblowers inside there, you see?
Well, they need to not be...
Everybody know all rules lead to the hospital. You can jump up and down and talk BLP and FNM and the rest of them and whatever. Everything cool still in the Naughty. Give thanks for life.
All right, 52. Always good to hear from you, man. Bless up. Good afternoon, Naughty. The Speaker of Parliament is so cruel. It's so out of order that she told the leader, Mr. Pintard, that opposition leader, that if he doesn't stick to the bill, that she would turn loose Fred Mitchell on him. For what? For Pintard to shut him down and crack joke on him and clown him again? Listen, nobody's on the silly septuagenarian's run. Okay? Mr. Mitchell is deep in his feelings because Dr. Fox got him in his feelings. Dr. Fox got him emotional right now. Okay? So, and listen, between Mr. Pintard and Dr. Fox, y'all shouldn't goosey Mr. Mitchell so hard. He getting up there now. You ain't want him freak yourself out, you know. But we do have a country to save, Texter. I agree with you. And obviously, you know, the opposition should be allowed to present their point. I heard that the case that you're referencing, and it seemed like Mr. Mitchell was trying to indirectly tell the speaker what to do and how to proceed. Good afternoon, Naughty. If you brought 1,400 persons from the southern Bahamas, those islands should not have anyone else there. If the math is math, and any text on. They said everyone who could make it to the airport was evacuated. I'm not sure what kind of planned evacuation that was for an out island with elderly people. Very good point, Texter. We're missing some of the details in all of this. We really are. Let's get to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Yeah, Naughty, what's going on?
What's going on, Muff Roll?
Hey, Pearly ain't doing any other good. But Pearly, I didn't sleep good last night. He didn't sleep last night.
Pearly hit me and told me that he's caught in a meeting that could go long, and the meeting is going long, but he will definitely address the Dodgers in full detail. If he can't make it today, he'll...
Yeah, he'll have a whole show tomorrow. But that 18 inning kill them, man. They're tired. If they don't win now, they got to win on the road.
I'll tell you, the Blue Jays, they're a little resilient team, and you can't say 18 innings kill them because they come out the next day and won. No, you're right. The 18 innings...
No, man.
No,
I
that's right.
Say, yo,
yeah, that's right.
That.
The 18 innings might have had an effect.
They didn't sleep. They didn't even have 5 hours. The game was right the next day.
Well, like I was telling you, one team was going to have fatigue and the other team was just going to keep the momentum going. And obviously, it was the Blue Jays.
And you was right. You said, yeah, you said you watched the game last night, but hey, you see He got fouled twice on the 3-point line. VJ.
VJ got fouled twice from 3-point line. He had 2 4-point plays. What I liked is he was effective in his 4 shots. He was 50% from 3-point range, 8 assists, 6 rebounds. Plays defense. Did you see the block shots what he had in that game, bro?
Yeah, man. I tell you that from the yesterday. Man, he's
ridiculous.
He's jumping. He's blocking everything coming around that rim.
Yes, he does. And you know what? Maxi absolutely loves playing with him, and so does Grimes.
Yeah, Maxi love him, but Maxi's one of the main reasons why he's starting and everything like
I
that.
I think Joel Embiid, they got to look at Joel Embiid, and they got to think about trading Joel Embiid.
Yeah, you're right about that. What you say about trading Paul George and Joel Embiid, mad now. But, Naughty, you and you're talking about the backcourt, Miami backcourt. Now, let's talk about my team. We win 3 in a row, all by double digits.
That's the problem with y'all sheetheads, boy. Y'all just win 1 or 2 in a row, and y'all think y'all going back to the finals. But anyway, go ahead.
Well, watch this one. Your host could be sad tomorrow night because we got MJ Spurs tomorrow night. When we beat MJ, she could be sad. When we beat Stock Boy Baltimore Ravens, he could be sad. You got Vasados tomorrow because Miami could clean up tomorrow.
Well, anyway, you done said what you had to say. I can make sure they hear what you have to say because obviously we know we save everything in Talking Heads. We keep the receipts. So I let MJ talk to you on Friday.
You see, Bomb didn't get 10 3-pointers in 4
and then,
games.
You know.
Nurkic isn't 3. Mitchell didn't 3. Ware, Larson.
When Baltimore beat Miami, I just could turn Stadboy loose on you on Sunday on the press box. I can give him one 10 or 15.
Hey,
just
to make normal Powell, Jamaican boy, the big pickup fast and thing. Man, we going back to the finals. Yeah, I could talk to two of them on Friday. I could deal with them. I could deal with Stadboy on Sunday and MJ because I know Miami Heat and Dolphin winning tomorrow. That'll be on tape. All right, Naughty. We can link.
All right, man. Good stuff, Muffroll. Good to hear from you as always. Boy, MJ and Stadboy. Y'all got to deal with Muff on the weekend because I don't think it could go Muff away in either of them games. But boy, I like his spirit. Boy, I like his spirit. Mr. Producer, we took the break yet? All right, so let's get that clip lined up. We'll get to the break in a second. But here's the VJ Edgecomb clip that I wanted you all to hear, man. This is the Adidas commercial, his first Adidas commercial for his signature shoe with Adidas. I think it's special because Kobe's first shoe was Adidas. So let's see where VJ goes. Is he going to go the same route as Kobe with the Adidas and then on to the Jordan Brown or maybe the Kobe line, so on and so forth? Let's see. But I'll tell you one thing. Props to Adidas, to Bimini, and they showed the world Bimini and the beauty of the Bahamas in this commercial and the star that our VJ Edgecomb really is.
Reddy, can you describe the island of Bimini?
Bimini? There's no place in the world like Bimini. It's the most special place. The sunset, the ocean, it's peaceful, but it's never quiet. Because everything moves out of its soul. It's not flashy, but it's real. Get that? The island makes you grow fast and it gives you an edge. And I believe if you spend enough time there, it shapes you into something good. Something great. Something for the world.
I think it's a great commercial. You need to see it. The way they interact, I think it's his mom, and if not, it's some a lady from Bimini that's really passionate about VJ, maybe his aunt, maybe his family member. But they show everything that's Bimini. I mean, great shots of the Bahamas. There's an aerial of VJ jumping up, and they got the turquoise ocean in the background, the blue sky, and he's jumping, and it's just him in all Adidas, and it's absolutely brilliant, and it's in Bimini, and they did a great job. So props to Adidas. And what they're doing, and props to VJ for what he's doing and continued success. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads. You laughing? What you laughing at?
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, you laughing and kiki? What's the joke?
I got to laugh, right? Because my boy saying, but Miami could beat the Ravens. Boy,
you mean Muffy? Muff's still nice in that case of beer when he went on the press box call. I could be honest with you. I didn't want to hurt his feelings. But I could tell you this now.
My man coming back, right? The real quarterback coming.
No, but let me explain something to these Steeler fans, these delusional Steeler fans, all right, who think, oh, well, we won 4 Super Bowls first and we got 6. No, look here. Get your head out of the wrong part of your body. And focus on your team. No, I'm talking about the Steeler fans because I want bring something up for you. I want to show you something about the Steelers. The Steelers got a stretch of games coming up. They already lost two in a row. They got the Colts coming up, which I think is a loss. They play the Chargers in Los Angeles, which could be a loss, which I think they will lose that game. The Bengals is a division game. They play at the Bears in Chicago. Then they play the Bills, and then they're at the Ravens. All of these teams got a winning record except for the Bengals and the Ravens. And we know that the Ravens got a soft schedule. The Ravens, I think, are going to make a run in that division because I think out of these next six games, Pittsburgh goes 1-5. And at that point in the game, at that point, division, and you said it correct, Lamar Jackson is healthy. It starts Thursday night with a victory over Miami. Dolphin fans, just because y'all went to Atlanta and beat a beat-up Atlanta team, y'all ain't stopping Derrick Henry, y'all ain't stopping Zay Flowers, and y'all ain't stopping Lamar. That ain't happening.
They may win after tomorrow, but they ain't gonna beat no more.
So I think Lamar and them go on a run, and I'll be honest with you. Lamar and them, if you look at their schedule over the next, and I can pull it up for you right now, they have a good chance to make up ground because they're in a weak division. Baltimore's horrible and Cincinnati's horrible. But if you look,
running back dropping the ball, fumbled two times.
If you look at it, you guys beat the Bears 30-16. You got the Dolphins. You got the Vikings that I think is a winnable game for you. You have the Browns. You have the Jets. You have the Bengals. You have the Steelers. You have the Bengals again. All in the division. You all wrap up tough at the end of the year. You all got the Patriots, the Packers, and then the Steelers again. So the Baltimore Ravens control their own destiny, and they got a bunch of division games in there. Cleveland, two against the Bengals, and two against the Steelers. That's five games that if they win. If that's five games they win right there, that's the division.
Yeah, they might send, you know.
So, Steeler fans, please come back to reality.
I like the Dolphins and Nassau.
No. And to the texter, I didn't say the Steelers. You got more than four Super Bowls. I said y'all like to brag that y'all were the first to win four Super Bowls, and we got six. Yeah, y'all got six. But y'all got but
Cowboys
more than six.
I know the Cowboys.
We have five.
You all Cowboys and San Francisco.
The pecking order is Patriots and Steelers with six, 49ers and Cowboys with five.
Yeah.
Or Cowboys and 49ers, let me correct it. Cowboys and 49ers with five.
Yeah.
And then it dwindles down. You got the Giants with four. Couple other teams with four, and some teams with three, some teams with two, some teams with one, and some teams with none.
Now, let me just say something. The Bahamian fella in Philly.
VJ Edgecombe.
They get away from us by 1 point.
Yeah, and trust me, he's playing ball.
Yeah, boy, he's running. Now, when you say they get a draft for him, He can calm down. I wish him the best.
Listen, teams may make the adjustment on him, but I'll tell you something. He is an attacker and he's a defender. And based off his defense alone, it's going to help his offense because he's going to get steals. Yeah, he's going to get blocks. He's going to get rebounds and putbacks. And then eventually he's going to figure out, you know, how to him. He's got a dynamic first step. He blows to the rim. He jumps out of the gym. He can shoot the J.
I didn't take that ball. Boy,
he's quick. He is.
Man.
Definitely something special about VJ, man.
Yeah. All right.
All right, Carla. Good stuff, man. Good points as always. We'll get to the break. Flip side of the break. I'll be back at you. We'll get into some picks. And we got Rich Eisen taking us home, too. All right. So that's all lined up on the flip side of the break. That's all coming up. So keep it right where you got it. The Wednesday, October 29th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
All those kids you led astray. Wait on your judgment day. Bobby Ron, me burn a fire, burn a week, and Babylon and the preacher could never get me down.
Craving something bold, fresh, and unforgettable? Tropical Gyros is your flavor-packed escape. A Carib-Greek fusion born right here in Nassau. From juicy grilled salmon, chicken, and pork gyros to loaded bowls, fresh salads, wings, and more. There's something for every craving. Find Tropical Gyros at any of their locations, JFK Plaza, Rosetta Street, Port Lucaya Freeport, or their franchise spots on Prince Charles Drive, Soldier Road West, Delaporte, and Carmichael Road. Tropical Gyro Experience.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
If you set people's seats on edge every time you step on the brakes, it's time you visit Muffler World on Mackey Street. They can take your brake rotors off, and if there's anything left, machine them shiny. Then their technicians will install new pads, and before you know it, you'll be able to stop without people calling social service on you.
John, I know they're trying to hit my car.
Children in the car.
Muffler World can replace the whole package, including hoses, master cylinders, brake work. Stop by Muffler World on Mackey Street. Open Saturdays 8 till noon.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
What happens when your faves team up? You get an original Asiago Bacon Club. Enjoy the iconic taste of KFC's 11 herbs and spices with a bite into KFC's original recipe chicken filet layered with Asiago cheese, crisp lettuce, tomato, bacon, our signature ranch, all on a golden brioche bun. KFC's original Asiago Bacon Club is made fresh, made right, available only at KFC. It's finger licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Lord have mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well. People now fire upon a week at Babylon and the free Jack. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the friend. Me my weak at Babylon and the free Jack. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the friend. The way goes for so long and the plantation, and me never get paid. Of all they stole away, how many life them slay. Now them works and slap them in them face. Why are yes? You and your crew can go to well. Cause after we know under your colonial spell, and all those fans that chin that you compel. Hey! And all those books you stole away, all those kids you led astray.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, October 29th edition of Talking Heads. And I'll be honest with you. A couple of things before we get out of here. We look at baseball tonight. The World Series continues. Game 5 is tied up at 2, so we'll see where it goes. A couple of other headlines that you might want to get to. Wentz defends Vikings. Nobody forced me to play. Obviously, he got shut down. Shoulder was injured last week. He's done for the year. Season-ending surgery, but there was some confirmation from that saying that they left him in the game with an injured shoulder. They should have pulled him. So we'll see where it goes. Commanders, Terry McLaurin out again with a quad injury. He'll be out against the Seahawks. And now he got a guaranteed contract. All right. Detroit Lions edge rusher Aiden Hutchinson is signing a 4-year, $180 million extension that includes $141 million guaranteed. His agent Mike McCartney told ESPN's Adam Schefter on Wednesday, Hutchinson's $45 million average salary trails only the Green Bay Packers' Micah Parsons, $46.5 million. And he asked me, Hutchinson might be a better player. He stops the run. And yeah, I never used to say Micah couldn't stop the run when he was in Dallas, but now I can. And Hutchinson's only 25. He's the cornerstone of the Lions defense. I think it's a good investment there. And came off that horrific injury last year. So, yeah. And now a couple other things. Apparently, 49ers are trying to investigate into Trey Hendrickson from the Cincinnati Bengals. And old man River of the NFL, at the age of 41, has gotten off the couch and he signs with the Denver Broncos. Very interesting. Very interesting move there. Obviously, they want to focus on the running game more now with the addition of Mercedes Lewis because he's very good in the run game and he'll catch some balls for you very sneakily as well. Naughty, we are a better team than the Cowboys, Steelers, all the way. What team are you referring to, bro? The Raiders? Is that who you're referring to? Who's a better team than the Cowboys and the Steelers? I mean, that ain't hard, but you need to tell me who it is. And you better not come with no foolishness about the Dolphins. Break it down. Which team are you referring to, Texter? Which team are you referring to? Let me know. Be specific and pacific. So I know. All right, let's get into the picks. And we got a couple of ways to go with this today. I'll go all over the gambit for you because obviously, you know, there's several games on tonight that you might want to check. Starting off with the Dodgers and the Blue Jays tied up at 2 apiece. Snell on the mound for the Dodgers. You Savage on the mound for the Blue Jays. Very interesting, Mr. Bond. You know what? The Dodgers, they like to rebound after losses like that. They're at home. I'm going to roll the dice, and I'll say take the Dodgers in the money line. Total for this game is over 8.5. A lot of pitching there tonight. Stay away from that. I like the Dodgers in the money line. And Toronto in the money line, for some of y'all who may be leaning that way, that's not a bad bet either. You get paid more if you go with Toronto than you do with L.A., but to play it safe, I'm going to go L.A. with the money line. If you look at the NBA, bunch of games on top in the NBA today. Let's see how many. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10 big games on top tonight. Starting off with the Rockets and the Raptors. Even though Toronto plays better at home than they do on the road, the Rockets are a 5.5-point favorite. I like the Rockets to win this one. I don't know if they cover the 5.5, so I'll take them in the money line, but I like them to win this game. The Celtics, Cavaliers, clearly the better team right now. Cleveland favored by 2.5. A lot of injuries for the Celtics. I'm going to take the Cavaliers minus the 2.5 in Boston on this one. Magic on the road, 1-3, taking on the Pistons, 2-2. Orlando, 2.5-point favorites over the Pistons. Pistons got some injuries going on. They're kind of sluggish out the gate. I will roll with the Magic, who have been close in all their games this year, and have rounded themselves into better form. I'll roll with the Magic on the road minus the 2.5. I got a funky feeling about them in that one tonight. Hawks, 1-3 on the road against the Nets. Everybody beats the Nets. I like Atlanta in the money line in this. I don't know if they cover the 8.5 because Atlanta does play down or up to their competition, whoever they're playing. So I'll take Atlanta in the money line on this one. You got the Bulls at home taking on the Kings. The 3-0 Bulls taking on the 1-3 Kings. Chicago, 4.5-point favorites over the Kings. Kings, a different team on the road than they are at home. They're coming off a game last night. So I'll take the Bulls in minus the 4.5. Pacers 0-3 on the road against the Dallas Mavericks, 1-3. I don't know who's going to show up for the Pacers. They got a lot of injuries. I don't know who's going to show up for the Mavericks. They're still dealing with some injuries. But the Mavericks are home, so I'll take the Mavericks at home in the money line over the Pacers. Pelicans 0-3 on the road. Nuggets 12.5-point favorites. That's a big cover right there against a Pelican team who might try to make it competitive. So you could either go with the Pelicans plus 12.5 or just take Denver in the money line. Trailblazers 2-2, taking on the Jazz 2-1. Boy, I don't know who to pick in this game. Coin flip. I'll take Portland minus 3. Lakers 2-2 against the Timberwolves 2-2. Lakers are rested. They're still without, let me see who's still injured. Is Luka still out? Let me double check the injuries for the Lakers. Okay, Marcus Smart is out. Gabe Vincent is out. Luka Doncic is out. Maxi Kleber is out. And Adu Thero is out. Yeah, and so are the Lakers. I'll take Minnesota and the money line on this one. All right? Minnesota and the money line on this one for sure. They're at home. Grizzlies on the road against the Suns. Grizzlies lost a big one last night. Back to back, they always play well, and they do play better, surprisingly. I like them with a 1.5 cover over the Suns tonight in the NBA. Now let's check out college football. You got today, Wednesday, October 29th, you got Jacksonville State taking on Middle Tennessee State University. I like Jacksonville State minus the 3.5 in this one. They're 4-3. MTSU is 1-6 and going nowhere. Give me Jacksonville State minus the 3.5 over Middle Tennessee State University. There you have it. And that's a wrap right there on my pick segment. Now let me check the text real quick, because I don't know. We're almost ready to go, but let me check these last set of texts. Norty, they better be a Kansas City fan who texts you about being a better team, because ain't no better. Listen, go call Caitlin Clark and ask her how she doing over the summer, if she getting some work in. Your Chiefs have made the turn, but there's still a long way to go. And don't worry there, Texter. There's one game, win, lose, or draw, coming into the game. Don't care who the records are. Circle your calendars on Thanksgiving or Christmas, whenever we play Kansas City. Some fireworks going off in that one, brother, for sure. All right, that's a wrap right there. We got Rich Eisen taking us home, and he's got his brand new NFL Power Rankings coming up for you to take you home, all right? So everybody who chimed in the first hour, called in, texted in, my guests from Sacred Heart, I want to thank them for stopping by. For myself, Naughty, for MJ, for Pearly, Mr. Super Producer, we up out of here, man. Have a great Wednesday. Pearly's in tomorrow. MJ and I will be in on Friday. Keep it right where you got it. Rich Eisen taking us home on the flip side of the break. We'll see you tomorrow. Babylon, me burn a fire, burn a week, and Babylon and the preacher could never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the frown. Me burn a fire, burn a week, and Babylon and the preacher could never get me down. And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the frown. See ya, get to use me, I beg you be wise. Cause pirates and we strike by night. I want to come trick you with them black and white. Whoa, Lord. Hey. But be careful what you say.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist. Then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go. Like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, fashion at your feet. feed.
There is a new king in town, and the only place to find him is at Burger King Nassau. Introducing the Cheesy Ring King, featuring two juicy flame-grilled beef patties stacked with American cheese, crisp bacon, sweet barbecue sauce, honey mustard, and the crown jewel. Three golden mozzarella rings served on a soft, buttery brioche bun. It's bigger, it's better, and it's cheesier. Want just cheese rings? They're available as a side, too. Get the Cheesy Ring King at any of Burger King Nassau's 7 locations. Available for a limited time only.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
Light up.
All right, I got to tell you, there's a lot of teams that were on my power rankings already from last week who were on byes, and a lot of other teams won, so there's going to be a couple that won and dropped, which doesn't normally make sense.
Sounds like excuses, Rich.
No, it's not excuses. It's just giving you a heads up. You know what? I'm front-loading your complaints with my response.
That takes already. The fun out of it.
I don't think it takes any fun away at all. But you know what? Let's just put it this way. I'm giving you a plus one seat to root against me right now.
See? So it's not that hard, is it?
Yeah, it is. Number 10 on the list are the Bucks down one spot. One spot. I'm a little concerned. A little concerned about the injuries mounting.
Little bit,
you know,
bit.
And the Saints are, but it's a division game. Those can get ugly. The waters can get muddy. And defensive victories usually don't play as well in power rankings as offensive-led attacks, like, say, the Bucks a couple weeks ago in Seattle, where, you know, Baker basically won a Big 12 Pac-10 battle against Sam Darnold. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they're down one spot, but they're still on my list. And then up one spot because they just boat raced the Carolina Panthers. The Bills, once upon a time at 10, they're now at 9 on my power rankings list, and I can't pop them over the Patriots, so I'm keeping the Patriots.
Oh.
Stays like a buffalo.
At 8. At 8, because I think if the Patriots played the Rams, I think the Rams win the game.
Oh, you're wrong about
so
that.
So does that mean
all right.
that number 7 is?
The Rams. Ah. They're down one spot on a bye.
I take Brock in that game.
They're down one spot. Thanks, and the only reason why I didn't keep them right before is because I downgraded the Eagles one spot as well.
That's a shame.
Down to 6. Okay. And the Eagles beat the Rams. So I'm kind of trying to be as consistent in that respect as well. I do love the fact that the Eagles have started. I mean, they found Saquon. I guess it all took was one other game against the Giants. And put Jalen Hurts under center. If the guy's comfortable, just take the shotgun stuff. I'm not throw it out, but put him under center. And let's just see what's going on here. Up two spots, cracking my top 5.
What's cracking?
Are the Denver Broncos. They are playing lights out. You just heard Kurt Warner say Bo Nix had the best game on tape along with Jordan Love of the week. And they finally started fast. I am concerned that Patrick Surtain is going to be out for a couple weeks. It's Jahdae Barron now having to step up with Riley Moss, a much maligned Denver Bronco. He's got to fill in the slack. They're in Houston, which had its best game of the year, I think, against the Niners last week. So we'll see if the Texans and the Broncos can be as entertaining as I think they will be. But Denver is now top 5. And then a lot of Godfather Part 2 drops, man. I kept the Chiefs right where they are at 4. I kept the Packers right where they are at 3. I kept the Colts right where they are at 2, despite the Chiefs, Packers, and Colts coming up with highly impressive wins. Say what you will about the Tennessee Titans, but the Colts usually, in a division game, you throw records out, and what they did was throw the Titans out of the building. And Jonathan Taylor is just lighting it up, but I still believe at the end of the day, the team that is the best in the NFL, roster-wise, coaching-wise, quarterback, running back, receiver, defense-wise, I still I still can't quit the Lions right now, even though they were on a bye, and I downgraded some other teams on a bye this past week, like the Rams. I still think the Lions are the best team in football. I still think they are going to win the NFC. I know the Packers are in front of them. I know the Packers have already beaten them, and I already said earlier in these power rankings, you know, this team, I can't put them above this one because they lost to that one. I'm just there. I just can't be pushed off it. I kind of dig the Lions and what they did before their bye. They're going to come back healthier. Brian Branch is back from his suspension. They're going to take on the Minnesota Vikings this week. And now that Aiden Hutchinson is paid, like, hey, Aiden, first up, go hunt your other Wolverine in J.J. McCarthy, who's coming back from an ankle injury, and test that one out right away. The Lions lead my power rankings entering week number 9. My power rankings are brought to you by Sonos. Explore soundbars, speakers, and more at Sonos.com. Sonos products look as good as they sound, and I should know because I use Sonos. Gents, comments, questions? You are my plus ones sitting with me right now, even though you're rooting against me.
These are probably the 10 best teams. You know, I might have had Indy 1, Green Bay 2.
Just because they did play last week and we saw them recently?
Yeah, I don't want to penalize for a bye, but, you know, the week one win, and I like what Green Bay is doing right now.
So do I. And Christian Watson coming back only adds to that mix. Emmanuel Wilson might maybe spelling Josh Jacobs a little bit more. He looked pretty darn good, right?
Yeah. Christian Watson, like you just said, being back, I think that's huge for that offense.
I agree with you, and Love just played the game of his life in the situation of his life, you know, which is outside of the playoffs, obviously, in which he's performed, which is that's Rodgers, this is me, that's Green Bay, that's
feels like Rodgers, these are the 10 best teams.
Lit it up.
Feels like these are the 10 best.
All right. I appreciate that. I'll take it.
Maybe Seattle. I think the Lions thing is a little, you gave the reasons why they might not be one because they lost to the Packers and the Packers. Oh. But other than that, I have no issue.
And Seattle was on a bye. The Bucs did win. The Bucs have beaten Seattle. I'm not going to take the Bucs completely off the list because they didn't boat race the Saints.
But I think the Colts should be one, but
injuries are mounting.
You think the Colts should be one? I don't blame you, but I don't know. Lions play the Colts right now. I think they could stop. They could win it.
That'd be a great game.
Were you about to say they could stop John Taylor?
Please. I did just say that. I said that they could basically say, all right, I mean, how about that? Contain him.
So he has you can't two stop
him. You can only hope to contain him. Maybe. I don't know. I'd love to see that.
That'd be an interesting Super Bowl.
I think it would too, sir.
Would it captivate the masses, though?
Probably not. Arizona
versus Pittsburgh. I ran into an NBC executive of note, whose name I won't say publicly, who was lamenting.
Ruth Arledge?
Well, I mean, no, he was lamenting because Arizona, as you know, it could have been Philadelphia versus Pittsburgh, right? And it could have been anybody but Arizona. And that turned out to be one of the highest rated Super Bowls that was as exhilarating as possible with a play awesome. That we see over and over and over again. Many of them, from James Harrison to Antonio Holmes to all of it. So you never know. You can't just sit here and say it would be of no interest because it's Indianapolis. I disagree. By the way, also right now, it could have been Los Angeles versus Philadelphia, Los Angeles versus Boston or the Yankees or anything like that. Instead, it's the Blue Jays. And I think this is an outstanding World Series. Excellent baseball. Hey, you made it all the way to the end. Thanks for that. Check us out every single day streaming live on Disney Plus and the ESPN app 12 to 3 Eastern.
Light of mercy. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, well. People now fire, but now we got Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the frown. Me bona fire pan a weak at Babylon and the free jack. Could I never get me down? And though they tried to use me and abuse me, I leave them with the frown.